You ever just want to watch a comedy and not have to worry about anything else and just enjoy it for what it is? That's what you do when you watch We're the Millers. This film, directed by Rawson Marshall Thurber, and stars Jason Sudeikis as David Clark, Jennifer Aniston as Rose O'Reilly, Emma Roberts as Casey Mathis, which was his rent-a-kid, and Will Poulter as Kenny Rossmore. Those were the main actors in this, and I have to say I was glad to see Will Poulter in something, because the last thing I saw him in was Detroit, where he played this despicable, racist human being that you just hated. So it was neat to see him playing. This film is 10 years old, so I just saw We're the Millers, and it was neat seeing Will Poulter playing himself, or playing a 18-year-old boy. In the film, David Clark, played by Jason Sudeikis, is a drug dealer who ends up getting his drugs stolen from him after an unfortunate series of events. He's then kidnapped and brought to his drug dealer, or to the bigger guy up the food chain, who gives him a job to go to Mexico to smuggle some drugs from Mexico back to the United States. If he does this, he's going to be forgiven of his debt and paid $100,000 on top of that. That was the plot line, and what he decided to do from there was he decided he can't just go as a normal looking white dude across the border. He's going to look super suspicious. He looks like a drug dealer, is what he said. So he has to make himself look like he's just a family man and they're going on vacation. So he recruits Jennifer Aniston's Rose, who was his neighbor in the apartment complex. He also recruited the boy, who was also a neighbor, played by Will Poulter as Kenny Rossmore, and Emma Roberts, who played the part of Casey Mathis. Now that he had a fake wife and a fake family, he felt comfortable he could get an RV and they could go down, cross the border comfortably, and load up with what he thought was just going to be a smidge of marijuana and ship it back. That is the plot of the story. What's hard to articulate is just how entertaining and funny this film is. It was so, so funny. There were just so many jokes and funny points throughout the film. There were some guest spots by Luis Guzman, played the Mexican cop. Eddie Fitzgerald, played by Kathy Hahn. Don Fitzgerald, played by Nick Offerman. They were the couple that also had an RV and they ran into and had some really funny moments with. Like I said, this is one of those types of film that you just want to have fun. You're going to laugh. You actually want to watch this with more than one person. You don't want to watch this film alone. You're going to enjoy various reactions from other people. This would have been a great film to watch in the theater. So anyway, I really enjoyed We're the Millers. I highly recommend it. It's really, really funny. It did give me vibes. It reminded me a lot of 1983 National Lampoon's Vacation, which was starring Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo, Anthony Michael Hall, among others. It reminded me a lot of that story. In that film, they were a family that was going on vacation in Wally World, but in this one, it was like a fake family, but they were going on a trip, but it was to Mexico for an ulterior motive. It did have that kind of a vibe. I thought it was really funny, and I would highly recommend it, and I give We're the Millers 5 stars.